It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Oh, yes, and you will definitely feel fabulous because he is the best at what he does. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, he has changed my life for the better. We are on Facebook Live, and if you have any questions, 321-0931, say hello to Dr. Thomas Bartel.
Whoa. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
First off, believe me, I've been raving about Tom for quite some time. I feel like I can call you that now,
yes,
Tom.
You
seriously,
can.
You're like a celebrity. When he walked through the door, I couldn't wait to meet him.
I know. Yeah. Tracy's been super excited.
Yeah.
But of course, I am a happy recipient of a breast augmentation that I had done with Dr. Bartel, and I'm just so still thrilled with my results. People talk about them all the time. I'll just be honest with you.
It's true.
The ideal implant, I'm super happy, and you've been honored as the ideal surgeon. So congratulations to you, my man.
Thank you.
So
that's awesome. Hey, so give us a list of things listeners should do if they're interested in a body recontouring surgery, like tummy tuck or breast augmentation or like an arm lift procedure.
Well, the first thing you'd need to do is do your research. Mm. You need to know what kind of procedure you would get you the results that you want, and then you really need to find the right surgeon. Just being a plastic surgeon isn't good enough anymore. You need to find someone who does a lot of these, who specializes in the procedure that you are interested in.
Right.
Most plastic surgeons are kind of jack of all trades, master of none. But you want someone who is really good at what you want and has been doing it for a long time and does it safely.
Wow.
It is so true. I've had people message me via Instagram asking about you, Tom, and I said, that's why I chose to do this on air, is because you have to trust the person that you're with. And I said, you will trust Dr. Bartel 100%. It's very true. It's your body.
That's great advice, actually. Yeah, because I think people just think, oh, I'm going to go to a plastic surgeon. But yeah, do your research. Get to know who you're going to have the procedure, you know.
That's right.
He's going to do the procedure.
And he's the best at what he does.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad your radio audience can't see me blush.
Oh, it is true. It is true. Also, because I forgot to tell this, it is true. When it comes, ladies, if you are interested, though, in a breast augmentation, Dr. Bartel does the most scarless augmentations.
Oh,
it is insane.
Yeah.
You don't get them all jacked up, honey. You get one small incision in each armpit, and as you know, it's time, scars fade. So you can't even see. Look, see, I'll show them off right now. So I'm just really happy so when you're here all the time.
Just for the radio on, she was showing her scars.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Exactly. Well, don't go on a Facebook Live thinking you're going to see something, okay?
Very, very true. So is there a time of year, Tom, that's best scheduled something with a body recontouring surgery?
Well, you know, nobody really wants to have a big operation in the best, the summertime, the best weather. So, you know, things can slow down a little bit then. And, of course, around the holidays, some people are much too busy to have this kind of thing, whereas other people, that's when they have their vacation.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, the teachers, for instance, people in the education sector, they're the ones who I see a lot of in the summer and around, you know, spring break and Christmas break and that kind of thing.
Oh, so, I would love that.
So that's something to keep in mind.
Yeah. So what are the advantages and disadvantages of scheduling a procedure at various times during the year?
Well, in some of the procedures that I do, there are garments that have to be worn after the surgery itself, tummy tucks, liposuction, that kind of thing, compressive garments. And, you know, it's not fun to have to wear those when the weather's hot.
Right. Yeah.
So that can be a negative. But on the positive side, the times that I slow down, my schedule slows down a little bit, it's a lot easier to get in to see me. And a lot, you get your surgeries done a lot quicker.
Oh,
very much so.
Yeah.
By the way, we're on Facebook Live. We have Cammy Cam on. She says, hi, Dr. Tom. I want you to see what I look like after a reduction. I need to be fixed. I'm jacked up.
Ooh.
So obviously, you probably see a lot of people, though, Tom, that come in and have been, you know, had a procedure done from another doctor and they need help.
Yeah.
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 So it's a reality, right?
That's the reality of being in practice a long time. I'm now the senior private practice plastic surgeon in town. I've got the one with the most gray hair.
Woo!
You know, everyone older than me is retired. So.
Oh, I love it.
So then that's when people come to see you when they are having an issue with one of the other surgeons.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tracy and I love to watch the show Botched.
Yeah. You know, Botched.
Never seen it.
Oh, Tom, you should. It's a hot reality show.
We like that, and we like The Housewives because we like to look. You know, they're always getting work done. And
yes, they are.
We're always saying they didn't go see Dr. Bartel.
They did not
they
see
Dr. Have.
Listen, there are a lot of girls who boobs should be not being shown anymore because of that.
It's true.
It's very true, It is very true.
You know, I see that on, you know, when I go on vacation in the Caribbean sometimes on the top of speeches.
Oh, I bet.
I see some of the worst jobs
I bet. You know,
and my wife is always admonishing me. She says, "You're not working. Stop working."
Oh, that's hard for you.
Yeah, I bet.
I bet that is hard for you.
But turn it off.
I know, right? So, Tom, what happens at a pre-surgical consultation? How do potential patients schedule time with you?
The first thing that happens is the patient schedule a cosmetic consultation, and we sit down in our consultation room discuss what issues they're having, what they want to try to correct, what they don't like about themselves.
Right.
And we just determine which kind of operation would work best for them. And then I showed them a lot of befores and afters of patients that I have operated on in the past so they can get an idea of what kind of results they could expect. And then, of course, we do a quick examination to make sure there are no surprises here. I mean, just because a patient comes in and says, I'm a cup, you know, I kind of know what they're going to look like, but I just don't want there to be any surprises.
Right.
So I take a quick examination. And then my patient care coordinator comes in and spends 15, 20 minutes talking about the process. They're given a folder that has brochures and a price quote and financing options, all the information they need to make a decision. There's no heavy sales pressure.
Right.
In fact, I would prefer they go take that home and read through it and think about it. It makes me a little uncomfortable when they come in, they've already decided, you know, and I've never even met them. No, I think you need to, you know, take some time and and think about
that's
this.
Good.
You know?
That's
so really that's kind of how that works. And then they simply call the office and arrange a surgery date. We work on Wednesdays and Thursdays. And they will also be scheduled for a pre-op appointment. That's usually about 2 to 3 weeks before surgery. So I can do a more thorough exam and do a history and physical. And we sit down together, if it's, for instance, a breast augmentation, and we pick out the implant, the size will get right where they want to be. And they're given prescriptions, and we do the paperwork and take the photos, you know, all the doctor stuff.
Wow. Yeah, you are good.
Yeah. You are good to go.
I mean, it's good because you can tell you're not just in it. I mean, you're in it to obviously take care of, you know, the patient and what they want. And, you know, so when it is time that they've made a decision, just as you said before, like this is the procedure that they would go through. You would give them something to take home, think about first. And then, you know, what happens next? Like someone comes in and talks to them.
Right.
And then they figure out the time frame, or what would the time frame be?
Well, usually they'll go home and read through their packet, and and they simply can call the office and set up a surgery date. And the pre-op appointment, and then from there we simply have a date for surgery.
Happy day!
Yes.
It is a happy day.
Yeah.
So listen, ladies and gentlemen out there, I know there's more questions on Facebook Live and we can answer them, but Dr. Thomas Bartel is the best at what he does. I love the fact, too, that he is the only one that has picked his people that he works with each and every day. It's like a family, so they know each other very much, so you're not going to get that anywhere else. Also, he has the state-of-the-art facility that he has, that he does his procedures, so you're in the comfort of home each and every way. Dr. Thomas Bartel is the best with procedures when it comes to breast augmentations, labiaplasties, tummy tuck. For the men, if you have some man boobs, you don't want that anymore. He'll get you a chiseled chest and so much more. I know we have phone calls. We will take that. And again, you are known for doing the most scarless augmentations, and you've been honored as an ideal premier surgeon. You're the best at what you do, my man, and I love you for it.
Back at you.
That's all the time we have, everyone. Yeah. We can continue on Facebook Live and taking some phone calls as well with Chris in the Morning Rush. Dr. Bartel, will put up all your information so people can reach out to you.
Appreciate it.
All right, Tom. Thanks.
Thank you.
There you have it.